You're listening to the Meet Us in Pulteney podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network.
Welcome to this week's episode of Meet Us in Pulteney. We hope you're ready to dive into something fresh this episode because we're talking all about something good organics today.
Fresh is the right word to use, Kathy. Something Good Organics offers fresh organic produce directly from the fields to your home. Sharing their story with us today is Carolyn from Something Good Organics. Welcome, Carolyn.
Hey, you guys. Thanks for having me here.
Yeah, it's good to have you. Welcome to the show. We're super excited to hear all about the amazing things that you and your team over at Something Good Organics are doing. So before we get started, Carolyn, maybe you can tell us a little bit about yourself and your position with Something Good Organics and what you all do.
Yeah. So I met my husband about 13 years ago, and he has been a part of the farm, you know, since he was born. And I was able to leave my corporate job to join the farm. And I now run our CSA program. And I manage the farm stand, and I run about 200 chickens as well.
200 chickens.
Oh my gosh.
That must be where all those fresh eggs come from at the farm stand.
They're so good.
Yeah, right? Oh, how fun. I didn't know you guys had 200 chickens. That's awesome. Yeah, it keeps you busy.
That does keep me busy.
So it sounds like your husband is a second generation farmer. Can you tell us a little bit about how the farm started, like a little bit of history about Something Good Organics?
Yeah, absolutely. So John Givens, who started this whole farm, left Raytheon in the late 70s to pursue a gardening passion. And eventually it's turned into the farm that you know today. But he's been farming since, you know, the tipping point of organics and really set a mark in this community with the farm.
Awesome. And then also, I know it's a really cool concept that you have from growing the food to picking it. And I know you have your farm stand, you know, and prepping it and whatnot. But then you're sending it to people's homes. So it seems like a lot of work. And then on the show, we'll normally ask, what's a typical day like in your industry or your business? But maybe we go out even further, Carolyn, and talk about like, what's a year look like? Because you have your planting cycles, your seasons, and your different foods and different times of the year. So take us through like maybe a year or whatnot of Something Good Organics, what that might look like.
Yeah. So because we're able to grow year round, the farm never stops. We have 100 acres here in Pulteney, but we also have about 70 acres in Goleta. And because of that temperate climate, it allows us to grow all year round. You know, things like carrots and lettuce and other vegetables that you see at the farm stand or in the box all year round is planted every week to 2 weeks. And then it's harvested. A typical harvest for vegetables is about 3 months to maturity.
And then you guys can do that year round. So you can just kind of replenish, or do you put new crops in? And once something's kind of harvested, is it changed out to a different crop, or you just keep planting that same thing in that area?
Yeah. You know, the beautiful thing about what John does is his crop rotation. And because he grows over 75 different things throughout the year, it seems kind of natural, but crop rotation is a huge thing on the farm. And we also... Yeah. Because we have so much space here in Pulteney, we do a big cover crop during the winter time, which allows the soil to rest and re-energize, to put it simply.
Interesting. So you say cover crop. What does that mean? What is a cover crop?
So a cover crop, something we use here is oats and vetch. So what happens is we let the soil rest. The oats and vetch pull nutrients back into the soil to help for the planting next time. So when that's done, those things are tilled into the soil, and it kind of re-energizes because a lot of the soil up here in Pulteney is very sandy too. So it needs a lot of love. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. Oh, that's so interesting. Yeah. It's just interesting how you cultivate things back into the land to kind of get ready for the next growth season. And, it's just very interesting how that all works out. And people need to understand and appreciate where our food comes from and how that all works, right? And it's not just about throwing a seed in the ground and waiting. There's a lot that goes into that. And to appreciate when it comes to your table and when you prepare it, there's a lot of work that goes into that to get it to that point. So
absolutely.
Having tried my hand at home gardening, our next topic is one that I'm very passionate about because it lets me have farm fresh produce without having to go through all of that care and tilling of the soil and making sure, because I have certainly had some adventures with my backyard garden. So you mentioned your CSA boxes before. I'd like to talk a little bit more about those, what they are, how our listeners can get them, where they're currently available. I know I've received a couple in the past and it's just the best way to get farm fresh produce if you don't have a green thumb.
Yeah, I always call our CSA program your backup garden.
Yes, that's a great name for it.
So the CSA program, it's really an effort to connect the community and our farm and make getting that fresh picked produce really, really easy. We pack the boxes weekly and deliver them all the way from Montecito to Lompoc with seasonal fresh produce, anything that's really great on the farm that week.
Wow, that's a pretty broad range of delivery for you guys too. That's from Montecito to Lompoc. So you've got a whole crew, I would imagine, that does that.
A really great team, a really great core team of women that help make this happen.
It's awesome. So if somebody wants to be a CSA member, Carolyn, how would they go about doing that? And then also, what are perks of being a member?
Sure. So we want to make it really easy to sign up. We have our website. It's somethinggoodorganics.com where people can join directly. They have access to different pickup locations or home delivery. We want to make it really flexible so people can make their subscription their own. And although the base box that you receive is going to be standard across the board, we have lots of fruits, veggies, eggs, and other add-ons to the box. We really want to make or help people experience the seasons and cook new things.
I love that.
And can they also find recipes and ways to use the new produce, like especially if they're experiencing something that they might not normally pick up themselves in the store or grow in their own garden? Is that something that you make available through your website?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. Every Monday, I send out a blog with what's going to be in the box. So you have a little heads up for additional shopping. And then I add in maybe 5 recipes that go along with things, especially things that might be new for people to inspire getting those vegetables into your diet. You know,
yeah, absolutely.
The rainbow.
Make it a little less intimidating if it's something new that you're not familiar with.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you Definitely. Also offer something called a Juice Feast box. What is that?
Yeah, the Juice Feast box is really an effort to help people make veggie juices at home. The box is just loaded with fruits and veggies to encourage people to add juicing into their diet. I know it can kind of be a chore to gather all the stuff and get it home and juice it. So we're just trying to take one step out and help really encourage people to do that. People always ask me if, you know, that it's full of jars of juice, but you have to take it home and actually kind of do the juice for yourself.
Some assembly required.
It's the IKEA format, right, of juicing. We'll give you the goods and you have to do it.
Yeah.
Right. I love that. I think, you know, you just take like the thinking out of it, right? For people, which I think is the hard part. When you go to the store, you're like, you don't have a recipe in front of you and you're looking at all this produce or something. You don't know what to pick or what to do, but you totally take the thinking out of it. You can deliver it or they can pick it up. And how cool is that? And for people to stay healthy, right? That want to be healthy and eat healthy, you help that process, which is huge. I mean, and that's a hard thing for people to do, right? Just to start going, where do I begin? But you help them in that way. So I know you also have the farm stand right here in Buellton, which we love because it's like right here, bike right away.
Yes.
So easy to get to. So where can the listeners find your stand and what can they expect when they get there? Like maybe your operating hours, what days of the week are you open, Carolyn? And like what kind of payment do you take credit cards or cash or...
Yeah, when people come to the farm stand, they can really expect to find the most delicious produce that's available. I can say that, you know, with perspective, I didn't grow up on this farm. It's been picked fresh, it's local, organic, it's from a family farm, and that means that your dollars stay in our community. And not to mention, you'll get a health upgrade every time you stop by. We're located at the corner of Santa Rosa Road and Avenue of the Flags. That's 9499 Santa Rosa Road. We're open every Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday, 10 to 5 p.m. And of course, we prefer cash, but we also accept local checks and Venmo. And besides our produce, you can find also really yummy seasonal berry cakes that are locally made by a chef. Eggs from our chickens, granola, jams, and hopefully bread coming really soon.
Wow.
I'll be keeping an eye out for that.
Yeah. Do you guys do everything? Are you partnering with anybody? You mentioned a local chef, but anybody else you're partnering with, Carolyn, to bring produce or other items in?
Most of the stuff is just done through that local chef, and she actually works at the farm stand on Saturday, so you can meet her and talk to her about everything she does. I'm working with someone right now to get bread, so hopefully we'll see that.
Yeah, really good bread. Very cool.
And when I've been in the past, you've also even had local honey, I think.
Honey too.
Is that a product that you still carry?
How could I forget that? Yeah, and we actually have, you know, that's from San Marcos Farms, just top-notch honey. We have a lot of boxes on our farm, so you can get honey that actually is cultivated right here in Santa Barbara.
Wow. Yum, right? Nothing better.
Yeah, that's a pharmaceutical if I've ever had one.
I know that I've gone out a few times to pick up honey as gifts just because I love the variety that you have available. So it's not uncommon if I'm putting together a local gift basket from the Buellton community to include stuff from some goodies from the Something Good Organics farm. That's how I knew about the honey.
Thanks for bringing it up. That's a really important part of our farm.
Yeah. We have talked a little bit about your website and the different recipes that come out with the CSAs. And when I was checking out your website, because usually I'll just hop down to the farm stand, so I didn't have a lot of reason to visit, I happened upon the fact that you actually sort recipes by vegetables that you have in your house. So it makes it super easy for people to find inspiration on how to use their veggies. Can you tell us a little bit more about what inspired that?
Yeah, that just came out of a necessity for the CSA. And when you're offering people new products or things they haven't tried, it's really important to help guide people and make it really easy to look up and source a recipe. Yeah, I found people fall in love with things like kohlrabi, you know, because they found a good recipe and all of a sudden they love it. And if you haven't heard of it, you know, then you have to wait till winter, but it's definitely worth checking out.
Right. Well, just another reason to stop by the website and explore it for sure. Year round.
Year round. It's incredible.
Yeah. We are lucky to live here because we can get fresh stuff year round, which is awesome. So on your social media platforms and the website, of course, we just talked about how it's helpful and you have lots of good tips and tricks there on your website for people to read about and learn about, and also the amazing photos of food that you guys put out there on your social media platforms. It gets everybody salivating, right? They're wanting some fresh produce. Also for our listeners, we want to let them know, where can they find you, Carolyn? Where on social media are you? How can people find you?
Instagram is the place I hang out most. Mm-hmm. Yeah, honestly, and that's at Something Good Organics.
Okay, awesome.
So I'm honestly not a lot on social media. You can find me with the chickens.
Right? You probably don't have time. That's a hard thing to juggle.
Well, I can say as a local, I absolutely look forward every week to your pictures of what's fresh at the farm stand. Awesome. So thank you for sharing those.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. It's hard to know sometimes where that lands. So it's inspiration to keep it going.
Yep. Yeah. I'm a big fan. So as we wrap up today's episode, the last question that we like to ask every guest is, what is your favorite thing about Buellton?
You know, I've been working that farm stand for over 5 years. And I think my favorite part about Buellton is the community. We're just very much solidarity and kind and made so many friends here. So definitely my favorite part about Buellton is our community.
That's awesome. You know, I think if we ever had one of those word bubbles for all of our guests, like community would be all capital letters in the middle. It just, we hear that so often, Carolyn, and it is heartwarming to hear, right? Because we know we're in the right place and we do have a really good community and we feel that, but it's just nice to hear that reiterated through our local business community too. So that's awesome. Yeah, I think that's a very common answer and we agree. We have a great community.
Absolutely. Well, chatting with you has made me eager to cook something fresh. I know organic fresh food is something that people will continue to treasure. And it's so fun to be able to learn about how it's all done at Something Good Organics and to have you as a resource for our community, for those of us like me who just have not mastered the home garden. So thank you for being my home garden extension.
Absolutely. And I'm here to answer questions about the farm and really get people connected if anyone has any questions.
Yeah, I think it's an awesome addition to our community. And Megan, you're so true. Like we, even though we all appreciate and wish we could be the gardening person, but sometimes too, we live on little properties here in Buellton and the community, we don't have the room or the space either. So you're our backup garden, as you said earlier, which is awesome. So we appreciate everything that you're doing for the community and bringing fresh produce to us so we can enjoy it as well.
Yeah, thanks for having me, you guys. Thanks for getting the message out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Thank you all so much for listening. Be sure to follow Discover Buellton on social media to join the conversation. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you for listening to the Meet Us in Buellton podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Kathy Vreeland and Megan DeChico, and produced by Relic.